Where are you? The Whip Around with your hosts, Dave DiOrio.
Don't you stop me!
So to my question, you
this
did.
This is my segment!
I am actually looking at Alton Brown's ambrosia recipe.
Sean Hayes.
That is totally it. That is a slam.
In space!
Words.
I'm the baloney man for Halloween. You just can't see it.
And Dr. Phil LaPorta.
No, this guy represents death and you're going to die. Like, that should happen. It's funny you say spewage. It's space toilets.
Oh!
A weekly look at news, current events, and pop culture phenomena, where nothing is safe, nothing is sacred, and nothing is censored. So it's the Whip Around.
Wine readings.
Whip Around, coming at ya. It's been a blast. Getting ready to record. I bet it'll be a blast doing the actual recording. And I don't know. I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun editing it. I feel bad that the people out there listening can't be a part of that process.
I don't.
And
this episode is going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy with a capital. What the fuck? Well, I am Sean Hayes, back with you as ever and excited, and I am here in person with...
Dr. Phil LaPorta, just as excited as Sean, possibly colder. Look at my nipples.
And also, through the magic of science, no thanks to Phil, we have got...
Not me this time.
Nurse Dave DiOrio.
That's
here to
right.
Sponge bathe you down.
Okay.
So we're off... to a flying start, as usual, the Whip Around. I hope everybody is having a fantastic, rain-drenched type of season. Dave, what's new in your life? What's been going on?
Nothing, man. The kids are back at school. All is right with the world. Oh, did we do that already?
Are we supposed to skip every episode to in, like, after like the middle of August, we're like, school?
school
started. School. Got that going on. Okay, cool, man. School started. Totally. That's it.
Oh, I picked up my plates from the the Busy Bee Pottery joint.
Are we going to get some photographs of the...
Yeah, I took a picture. I will share.
All right.
Fabulous.
The painstaking plate process.
Yeah, we had week one of football, and, it's all good.
Okay. Yeah. Phil, what's new?
First full week of classes all around.
School. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
School. Mm-hmm. More school. Mm-hmm. School's good. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy won his fight on Saturday, and that was awesome.
Yeah, El Terror. Jimmy Rivera now ranked, I believe, number 5.
Still 5, yeah. I mean, the buzz is it didn't help him move up, but I don't care because I've never seen the kid look more composed. I mean...
And that was a long fight, strategy fight. Don't give in to the crowd urging you to get in there and swing and get your head kicked off. Fight.
Yeah. And
two scorpions fighting.
But I tell you what. But
that's my next tattoo.
What I love hearing about, though, is they were saying he was just as fast as Dodson. And Dodson.
That's the guy he fought every
time. Yeah. And he's known to be fast. So finally, everybody's noticing what we've all noticed, which is Jimmy's been fast that whole time, you idiots.
He's a mongoose, man.
Oh, my God. He's great.
I.
Looking good, buddy.
Thank you.
And Sean, how about you? What are you up to?
I.
Kids back at school.
My kids at school. I pick her up there sometimes. I have been wasting far too much time playing the new Spider-Man game. Whenever Edie turns her back, whenever my wife is cooking, I am playing the new Spider-Man game. That's kind of what's new for me, is that I'm wasting far too much time. Also ran into a former student when I was out and about the other day who said positive things about my class. So there's my school nugget for everybody,
too. Oh, see, you had school things.
I wasn't going to say it, but I just want to fit in. That's my whole life. I just want to fit in.
Listen.
And I feel like I'm forgetting something. So at some point, I'll probably go, oh, my God, what about blah? But the only show news I can think about is something that Phil is going to let us in on a little bit. Segway, I believe, is the French for this, which
yes.
means daisy chain.
Yes, which means human centipede of information.
That is correct.
Right, exactly.
New show name. New podcast title.
It's copyrighted.
A to M info.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
Jesus. That's a little terrifying. I think it's just time to just... Science! Still matters, damn it.
That it be.
Indeed it do. So,
Doo-wop, doo-wop.
Are we going to start a... Are we going to start a barbershop trio?
Yeah, you ready?
Go!
No, stop it. We have no reason to reference past success.
So I have a question for you guys. Have you guys ever heard of the Scunthorpe problem?
once.
Were you diagnosed with?
Say that again.
The Scunthorpe problem.
Sounds like a villain.
Can you use it in a sentence?
And it would definitely be a problem.
it's a latter day. It's a latter like of the season He-Man villain. Where you're like, I'm not buying
that's
that one.
He-Man, exactly. Yeah.
That's like the furry one with the bat on it. I'm not getting that.
It's like, oh great, Scunthorpe is here.
Yeah.
Okay, use it in a sentence. I'll try.
Have you guys heard of?
My friend Richie Kurtz can't get the website he wants because he's got a Scunthorpe problem.
Oh, backwards thumbs.
No, Dave?
That's the backwards. No.
Did that come in from the...
Scunthorpe, potentially the name of a evil hacker.
His nipples are inside out.
Delivered a virus.
Both no.
Virus.
Bills on wire. You know what? Wrong.
So I'm still in teacher mode from today.
All right.
So it's actually related to the false dick problem we talked about a couple of months ago on Mars.
The Martian dick.
Right. Identifying dicks where there are no dicks.
Correct.
This problem is...
So we think.
So we think. I mean, we haven't proved... Right. I haven't gone
it's
up there.
It's hard to prove a negative penis.
So... The Scunthorpe problem. Scunthorpe is a town in England.
Oh, it's near problem.
Yes.
It's Skunkford on problem.
Scunthorpe on problem. But when you spell Scunthorpe, S-C-U-N-T-H-O-R-P-E.
Okay.
And as a result of its spelling.
Spell that again.
S-C-U-N-T-H-O-R-P-E. Scunthorpe.
It's got a little something in there, doesn't it?
That it does. And that's the Scunthorpe problem.
Okay.
This problem is.
Did you catch it, Dave?
I'll see you next Tuesday.
What's buried
yeah,
in there?
I
all
am
right.
Not
well, let me know when you see me.
The one word okay. I won't say. I'll say fuck all the time. I won't say that word. So
Phil
do
won't say
social.
Dorp.
They won't. They can't do social media. They don't show up in Google searches because anytime the word is listed,
it's
yep, exactly right.
Gonzies.
Exactly, because it's censored because it's got that word in the middle of it. But this isn't the only example of it. This happens all the time. And I was looking for this article, which is what put me onto it. But recently it came up with a woman with the last name Wiener can't get a domain name because of the Scunthorpe problem, because it's censoring. It's like, you can't do that.
You can't have...
So you get a domain name.
Or, yeah, because, well,
right,
not the, not the
one
well not
she
wants.
You might as well not have the domain name.
Because she wants her, you know, her name.com, and she can't get it because it's got Wiener in it, apparently. And that's part of the Scunthorpe problem.
Hold on, but, so we couldn't have OscarMeyerWiener.com?
It might not. You might not be able to do it. Or you certainly
I don't
want to
live in this world.
Well, you certainly won't show up in search engine algorithms, and that's part of the problem some
right.
of these places are having. Because and nowadays, everything is done through social media and search engine optimization, and if you can't get your product, place, name out there because this, you know, they think you're a 12-year-old with a you know, just putting a dick in his name for no reason.
And like, no, really, I'm a doctor and my name is Peace Face. And I need to have my website, please.
That's exactly the
Paging
Scunthorpe
Dr.
problem.
Pissface. Dr. Pissface. You have a call at the front desk.
And I actually met a guy named Richard Kurtz one day. He was one of my dad's friends from college. And yes.
Oh, my dick hurts?
And that's how I said, when I met him, I go, oh my God, I was like, I heard stories about you. Your dick hurts? He goes, a little, thanks for asking.
Yeah.
You know, we need the one rim shot sound for that.
No, we really don't.
But this is actually a problem, and it's actually something that people are spending a lot of time trying to solve, because if you've got a product, you know, you need to optimize these algorithms so it doesn't show false positives, it doesn't show penises where there aren't any, like on Mars, but then you've also got to show
allegedly
but then you've also got to show Scunthorpe when you're supposed to show Scunthorpe and not censor it.
When I was a kid, we used to
we
have
some
to...
fan art of what the evil Scunthorpe would look like.
Yeah, I want that.
You know what, there you go, the evil Scunthorpe is the arch nemesis
of
Spring-Heeled Jack. So now we need something for the evil Scunthorpe. You need an audio cue for that, whoever does that work.
So it was one of those interesting problems that I came up with, and I thought about it. I was like, thank God our podcast has the name it has, because if it was any other way, I'm thinking, man, we would not have been able to get it or show up in any searches. And it's like the internet is run by 12-year-old boys, and therefore we have to censor everything that it, just in case
That's
it's a 12-year-old boy.
That's close to the truth.
I mean, really.
That is razor close to the truth.
But that's kind of all I got there.
That's a lot.
That's a little.
That's a heavy bag of Scunthorpe.
it's worth it. And the solving of the Scunthorpe problem, you know what that is? Science! It still matters, damn it. Especially to people in Scunthorpe.
That's right. That's right. Well, while we chew on that and think about that and try not to parse that out.
I know what we're not hashtagging our show with this week.
That's right. We're going to take a quick break and be back with a slightly different than usual act numero dos. And that is French for be right back.
2 hours before recording. So we're all set for the show. Dave, you got everything we need?
Yep.
All right. Who's got, just so I make sure we're all straight here, who's got the Facebook?
I do. I always do. Even though you do it, I have it.
Dave, what do you got over there?
Twitter. It's always Twitter, at the Whip Around.
Okay. Website?
I thought that was you. Hey, you do that, right, Phil?
Actually, yeah. That's my name right next to the www.thewhiparoundpodcast.com. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying to cover that.
God,
I know. Listen, we're trying to get the show together. The picture. Who's got
Instagram,
pictures?
Instagram, remember? Pictures. Okay. Ever since you did the whole thing where you were like, look, it's like a photocopier. I sit on it and take a picture. It's mine now.
I still say that that was going to start a hairstyle movement.
Or stop one.
Dave, do you got an email address over there, too, just in case?
It's thewhiparound@gmail.com, and that's
right.
You as well.
Right.
Because guess where you sent the pictures where you sat on the camera? Via email.
Oh, thank God. Okay, see, that's why I had those kind of crossed backwards there.
Phil, that can was I tell you something? I'm putting my clothes back on. Listen. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing this, all right? Clothes back on. It's a clothed show now.
Well, now what are we going to do for the show?
I don't know.
Why don't we all just find our own thing and bring it together like a little show and tell or something like that?
I, you know, that's about as good as we got.
I think our audience is a little more sophisticated.
I'm sure you can put
that.
It in a more eloquent way than just a freaking show and tell, but, you know.
We'll punch it up. We got 2 hours. We'll figure something out.
Fuck this.
God damn it.
All right, here we go.
Sounds really bad, actually.
And on that note, the Whip Around returns to you with Dave singing harmony. Plans. Who needs them? A wiser person than I once wrote it best, saying, the best laid schemes of mice and men gang off to glee.
That's not what they said.
And lay us not but grief and pain for promised joy. And that's Robert Burns, by the way, Scottish poet that you blithely sing about or sing his words every drunken New Year's without knowing what the hell you're saying. But the point is this. We had a plan. The whole big act here about plaid shirt guy. PSG, the weird little news item about a less than enthused teenager who got pulled off stage at a Trump rally for being pretty sassy, quietly sassy. But sassy. And anyway, now that everyone and their distant relatives and ancestors knows about the kid and has weighed in about the kid, well,
we can't add to it.
It's not precisely weird news in a way that we can flip it around. We don't have anything that they didn't in some way get near or touch on. So, you know, it being mainstream and all. So
I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was.
I love it when a plaid comes together.
God bless you, Phil. So since plaid shirt guy totally sold out, we had to call an audible and thank you.
Live sound effects today.
And so what we've got is a mature solution, a robust and systematic analysis of one news story per host, an offbeat tale that tickles each of our sensibilities in a way that we feel embodies the mercurial nature of weird news best. Or, as Dave put it, it's a show-and-tell episode. So, we've each got a story we're each going to share. We're each going to react, and Bob's your uncle. We're done. Variety is the spice of life, and we're over here like a pocket full of fucking cayenne this week. We've each got
that
what might...
like it would hurt a lot.
It kind of did, Phil.
And it would burn.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's Robert Burns. That's the connection.
Oh, and is that what gets you
it's the subtext. That's where I'm going to get my Nobel Prize for bullshitting on a podcast. We've each got what might normally be a three for the road entry that we sort of puffed up like a pair of those fucking scammy Nike shoes. No, they're like the pumps. The pumps. Did you have a pair of pumps? I had a pair of pumps. Remember the Nike pumps? Like
oh, the, had the thing in the top.
I think I kind of had like knockoff pumps because, come on, that's not really, you know, but I had like these like little, they were like basketballs. We didn't like say anything on the pumpy part. And then I didn't really jump higher, but I felt like more of an idiot. But anyway, that's us right now. And
thanks, Sean, for your entry.
Once again, fun times, exciting times. It's like three to stay, more like it. So who goes first? Who wants to go first, gents?
Not it.
Folks?
I'll go.
Dave's going first.
I volunteer to share my thing that I brought in for show and tell today.
What'd you bring to show the class,
Dave? Yeah, what do you have? Is there enough for everybody?
Yeah. Okay, this is the 1 year today, the 1 year anniversary of an interesting event. I want to introduce to you Daniel Beckwith.
Hi, Daniel.
27-year-old millionaire who made his money day trading. A lot of it off of Bitcoin.
I do not like that. You know, it's
You should have put it in
ask it or bust.
Yeah, that would have been the smart way to go.
Yeah.
Lives just outside of D.C.
I don't like this
guy. He's a bit of an interesting fellow.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hoarder.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Extreme hoarder.
A rich, rich hoarder.
He's also very nervous about a nuclear attack from North Korea.
Well, he is living in D.C.
But not a whip-around fan.
Clearly not.
No better.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the other whip around.
Ooh.
Oh.
Whip space around.
Yeah, don't be.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, he's so paranoid about this nuclear attack, he decides to meet a young man on the internet who is looking to start up his own internet business, and Beckwith offered to invest in his business if he helped him. Now, the young man's name was Askia.
It's more ask it.
Askia. Khafra. He agreed to help Daniel Beckwith build a network of tunnels underground beneath his home to keep him safe from nuclear attack.
Wait, just like I'm gonna go anthill down there, just boring tunnels in the earth.
That's his move. But
outside of DC,
I feel like there's permits you need.
Yeah.
Beckwith did not want it to be known that he had these tunnels underneath his home.
Oh Jesus!
So listen to what he did to preserve his secret. Beckwith said he would rent a car, pick Khafra up, drive him to Manassas, Virginia, where he had the younger man don blackout glasses before driving him around for about an hour. Khafra spent days at a time working, eating, and sleeping in the tunnels.
What?
He had his cell phone with him, but Beckwith used internet spoofing to make it appear he wasn't in Virginia.
What the shit?
Yeah, it's bananas. Okay, so a year ago today, a fire broke out in the underground tunnels because it was a makeshift daisy chain of extension cords that hooked up, air circulators, heaters, electricity.
What?
And Khafra went up to tell, told him, it smells funny down there. Khafra shut the power down, but then the kid couldn't see his way out.
Dude.
So he turned it back on, and that's when the fire started. The poor guy died.
Oh my God.
In this guy's basement. So now he's facing charges, second degree murder and involuntary manslaughter.
How did they do all these tunnels without crossing into other properties
or hitting like a gas main or a sewer line?
You know what? The Khafra guy, he sounds like he knew his tunnels though. For all whatever else is true.
I mean,
They were 20 feet down from a hole cut into the basement's concrete floor and branch out about 200 feet in length.
That's not shabby, really. 200 feet.
It's kind of a shame that he wasn't going to store bodies in there. I'm not saying that one should be a murderer, but think about how many serial killers would literally kill to have a network of tunnels down there.
Maybe that's how he's going to make his next million. He was going to rent them out to serial killers. That's okay. Wait a minute. So
a year ago, the fire, the death. So is this guy in jail now, Dave? Is he?
He's awaiting trial.
Boy.
Man, the wheels of justice do grind
slowly. I think
it's set
for May of 2019 is his trial.
That's...
Is he in jail? I mean, he is a bit of a tunnel risk.
A lot of things. It just says he's awaiting trial. It just has so many things that we have loved to talk about on this show. It's got Bitcoin. It's got nuclear attack. It's got murder,
or at least involuntary manslaughter. Let's not get ahead of the jury here.
Well, hey, feels like murder to me. And if you die based on just wires in a tunnel and you can't find your way, that's a scary death.
I have a lot of questions, I think.
Let's keep it to one or two.
Let's suss it out.
Okay, so
we got three of these, though.
Makes millions, gets paranoid, wants tunnels under his house. And this guy dug the tunnels because he wanted to be an internet startup millionaire for digging tunnels?
he wanted some this guy Beckwith to invest in his own internet sort of project.
So he's like, okay, if you do this for me, I'll invest for you.
Yeah.
Like, weird underground quo.
That's okay. Right. I could not figure out how that translated at all. That was weird. All right.
Quid pro underground quo. Yeah.
That was good. No, your turn. You ask something because this is just, I got to process for a minute. Holy shit.
Well, the funny thing is that wouldn't do much of anything at all, would it? In the event of a nuclear strike, having listened to you, Phil, if the problem is going to happen, then unless those tunnels are going to be stocked with, like,
I mean,
months and months of food. Do we know the dimensions of the tunnel, Dave? I mean, is
20
this
feet down, 200
no,
feet
but
long?
Yeah.
The height of the tunnel and stuff like that?
No, I don't have any. At least this article doesn't state anything.
It just
like
feels
that.
Woefully insufficient.
Well, yeah, but
for your post-nuclear needs,
you feel like if that was something you were worried about, you would, and you got millions, you could like go out to New Mexico and buy
say,
a bunker real
move.
Cheap because
right.
they're doing that.
Yeah, move. But in his defense, he wasn't like it's done. they were still working on
thousands of feet left to go.
I was gonna say
we had like 50 more extension cords for the week. All right.
Wow.
That was a good one, Dave.
Holy shit, man.
That was good. Shall we continue on our merry pace here?
Yeah, why not? We're doing good on time. What do you got?
All right, my story. Oh, and it's ironic considering my complaining earlier, and I know that, and I'm happy about
it. Is this about school?
Yeah. I want to take everybody to Shenzhen, China for a heart raging, it's not warming, heart burning back to school tale. And our story takes place at the Xinsha Hui Kindergarten School, attended by about 500 chillins between the ages of 3 and 6.
Tiny tots.
So the principal, like mini dumplings, I think. So the principal of the school, you're welcome, decided to hold a little celebration welcoming all the kids and their parents back on the first Monday of September. That is always the first day of school in China. It's a big deal.
It's nice and consistent.
First Monday of September. And on the outdoor stage, and I have a link to where you can actually see a little
hold
video.
On. Is it the first Monday after the first Sunday, or is it just always the first Monday?
I don't know. Shit, I don't speak Chinese. But at the outdoor stage, this well-manicured lawn, sort of in the middle of a lot of properties, it looks a lot like a miniature quad. The parents and kiddos this particular morning were greeted with the sight of a little dais, a little stage, fairly long stage, on which was a long metal pole. A vertical pole, about 8-9 feet tall, I would say, with the Chinese flag on the top of the pole. Soon, some fun dance music started playing, and the assembled students, faculty, staff, parents were treated to a sequence of young ladies in midriff tops, precariously high heels, and very short shorts, swinging, swirling, and creatively draping themselves all over the pole. Yes, Phil, that is right. Kindergarten pole dancing display.
Oh, my God.
Kindergarten pole dancing for everybody to welcome them back.
Oh, my God.
And it was approved very specifically by this particular principal of the kindergarten. It was her call, her idea. Apparently, parents had been saying, we want the kids to be exposed to different forms of dance and artistic expression. So this particular principal thought, I know a dance they haven't already seen before.
Oh, my God.
And so that, my friends, is just the most recent weirdness brought to us by that same principal. Apparently, the kids and parents and anyone else nearby were gifted at the close of the school year last semester with 10 days of, quote, military activities with machine guns and mortars displayed at the doors to the school. Alas, I'm sorry to break this to you. This kind of brilliance never goes unpunished. And after the pole dancing incident, our beloved principal was summarily shown the hopefully ordinance-free door. And here's the best part for me. This is the part that got me, that just, it sealed the deal for an all-time favorite story for me. The fantastic kicker. The principal, who might herself now need an application to the pole dancing companies, her name is Principal Lai Rong. Principal Lai Rong. Principal Rong.
Sounds like she has a Scunthorpe problem.
She has that and so much more. So pole dancing for the kiddies as a follow-up.
If principal lie wrong, I don't want to be right.
Hey, motherfucker. Yeah, so what do you guys think? Kindergarten pole dancing, anyone? I mean, then these were young ladies. We're not like little kids like dressed up like Pat. They were like,
listen,
I'm going to say at least late teens, probably.
If you're going to learn something, you're probably more likely to make money doing that than ballet. So I support this.
I like that the Chinese flag, by the way, was on the top. It's like, China, right, guys?
So hey, so the dancers were teenagers.
At least. Like, they were young women. It's difficult to see because there isn't a ton of footage. I think outraged parents can only film calmly for so long. But
at a kindergarten.
Yeah. 3 to 6 years old is the age range there.
I don't understand.
I don't know. And there's a journalist guy who has two kids who go there. He's has an anglicized name, so he's, I don't know if he's British, Canadian, American, whatever. But in English, he posted this thing about her. He was like, she has lost it. Like, he posted this angry screed in English. Understandable. But yeah, so apparently she is a known quantity, although she is now lie gone.
Opening convocation at college seems so dour now, doesn't it?
Awful by comparison.
I mean,
right?
I'll be honest with you. I've been through so many boring ceremonies in academia that my first thing was like, well, at least this is interesting. Totally age inappropriate, but interesting.
When you see the video, there are little kids in profile. There's like one boy who's clearly like, I don't know why I like this, but I know I do. And there are like a bunch of other kids toward the back who are like, I'm just going to go ahead and face profile to the stage because I am disturbed for sure. And there are many mothers whose arms are crossed so tightly, they're about to crush their own elbows.
Were they doing legit pole dancing?
Again,
like erotic?
Well, okay. What I saw, the pole dancing part was like a distant video. It was harder to see that. But the stuff that was up close, they were doing like the sort of hip twist. Like, do you know what I'm talking about? That kind of walk, that like exaggerated hip swivel walk that accentuates curvation. Like,
what you can't see, dear listeners, is that Sean is
doing
this.
I'm doing it for you. I got it here. But they did that thing, the sort of, I don't know how else to describe it, than like a stripper walk. Like,
yeah,
it's
no,
like
I
45 degree angle twist.
No,
I don't really know what you mean.
I mean, listen.
Of course, right. They did the thing. It's a hookery stripper walk. I don't know what else to call it. But yeah, they were not like.
I like not responding to Sean to make him keep trying. I just want to point that out.
I'm dunking on the world right now. I'm explaining this perfectly.
Ordinance by the Doors the past year.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if okay works there, but...
Well, listen...
Granted.
We can't get ordinance by a school without something going horribly wrong.
At least in China, they leave it outside the door.
Right, please.
It's
always too soon in this country, let's be honest.
Not for pole dancing.
That it is.
For kindergartners.
I mean, it's just so weird.
Make poles, not war.
You know what? Agree with that.
Thanks.
But, so the point was different...
They wanted to see different kinds of dance. Here you go. And if you were Principal Wrong, wouldn't you have had the temptation at the end of that day to be like, in my defense, had they ever seen that dancing before?
Yeah.
I'm done.
So what is this principal doing now?
Being shamed on the internet, mostly.
Okay.
I don't know. I let it go at that because I don't. It's recent. This was just the other day.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
Tried something.
I'm impressed.
I mean, obviously, the ending we all want is that her new job is...
Pole dancing.
It's what's in her heart. Maybe with a machine gun, you know?
But isn't she more like management?
I didn't see her. I don't know if maybe she was brand new.
She's a principal, so she's used to taking a leadership role. So wouldn't she manage the club maybe or something?
That doesn't feel as satisfying to me, if that's the... It doesn't feel like the ending of
For that club.
What?
We need a name for that club.
I don't think
it has to be some sort of school education sort of play on
words. I don't want to do this. I don't want to incriminate. I don't want to do this.
I'm impressed.
A pluses and double Ds. I have no idea. No idea. Let's move on.
Wow. Okay. So this one came to me. What are you looking at?
Oh, fucking timer.
I thought you were trying to look at my article.
I'm trying to look at your balls.
Planned. Every bit of it, listeners. We just make it sound spontaneous.
Audibles are fun.
Oh, shit. So, question for both of you. Do you know how microwaves work?
Yes.
Sure.
Serious question.
Yes. It's a vibration, effectively, is what's cooking everything.
Yeah.
Intense waves of vibrations are coming out of
the
microwave.
What does the microwave vibrate? You're close.
It vibrates the food. It vibrates the air.
No, not the air.
It vibrates the butter.
No.
The tray that never goes around the right way.
Can you cook a dry thing in the microwave?
No. Water, moisture, water.
Yeah.
Told you.
Microwaves excite water molecules. So basically when you put something in the microwave, you're not heating up the food.
You're accelerating the water.
Exactly. You're heating up the
water. Vibrating the water.
To a hot state. Have you ever heard of the Frey effect?
That is when you're a little cunty.
Wow.
Just, holy shit.
Wow.
No. No.
No. It's when...
Actually, no.
It's when you're hit by microwaves.
Like thrown out the window?
No, a microwave beam directed at your head.
What do you call it when someone throws a microwave at the window and hits you?
That heats up the water in your person?
Well, it heats up the water in your head.
In your person? Oh, wow.
And it makes you hear sound.
I know where we're going with this.
Where are we going, Sean?
We're going to Cuba.
We're going to Cuba! It's a legacy story.
That's right.
We need a sound effect for legacy stories. Okay, so...
I'll tell my manager.
Thank you. If you don't know already, it was last year around this time that American diplomats in Cuba were experiencing symptoms of nausea, dizziness, reporting very high-pitched frequencies, and everybody was basically ordered home from Cuba, relations which were thawing after decades of just Cold War between us and Cuba were thawing, and now all of a sudden it's getting hostile again because we took the diplomats out. Just so you know... the original thing was, it's a sonic weapon. It's right. A sonic weapon. And right. I'm on record on the show saying that shit doesn't exist.
Right.
Not in that form, not in that compact form. However, and I even sat through a lengthy C-SPAN hearing on this. They agreed.
I'll take your word on
they that. Agreed that there was something going on, right? That there was, this wasn't just in anybody's heads.
There's always something going on.
Well, but specifically to generate a symptom.
Yeah.
But they couldn't.
This wasn't just a random event.
Right. But they couldn't. They still were not willing to rule out mass hysteria, which was my guess, that something happened to somebody, food poisoning, and the mass hysteria kicks in.
Right.
But recently, and this is recently, it's coming up, and I found this in the Times.
But is it recent?
Yeah, actually. The papers were published, and everybody's just picking up on the fact that a couple of people published papers recently that say...
Sorry.
What?
That is such a great science-like tongue twister.
I know.
Can you say that again?
I don't even remember what
people a couple people published papers? Oh, my God.
A couple people published a pickle papers?
A couple people published peer-reviewed... Fuck! A couple people published peer-reviewed papers.
Presently, presently, there is a couple papers out there that say it's like the Desi incident from the first
That's
show.
Right.
The Frey effect may be possible. Mm-hmm. And if anybody knows these things, I mean,
Frey effect literally being the effect of microwaves
causing sound.
Okay.
Right. And there was all kinds of research like to weaponizing microwaves already had been done. Also, microwave communication, like beaming a sound into your head from afar. Not only that, they had done a lot of work on weaponizing microwaves because basically you can nuke someone from afar if you have a microwave radar dish.
Type sure, thing. The idea being that I basically boil you.
Yeah, it's as a crowd deterrent, as a non-lethal one.
Yeah, that would deter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say. But think about it. Microwaves are not that big. We've already established that sonic weapons need to be huge.
Right.
So this is a new thing. A couple of people already published retraction. a couple perturbed scientists published peer-reviewed papers and said, hey, we hate the fact that you are ruling out mass hysteria. So it's not a consensus. But this is a new thing that's come up to explain something that we had talked about on the show twice
Frey
now.
Effect.
Here's the third one. Yeah, the Frey effect. And the guy who is named after it is still alive, and he's a consultant in Washington, and they
mad
asked
scientist.
Him about it, and he said,
scientist.
Basically,
mad scientist.
He basically was trying to, yeah, microwave beam. So as it turns out, a new wrinkle in the Cuba story, guys.
Well, I feel like we've reacted wonderfully so far, but Dave, where does that send you?
I'm just trying to understand the logistics of this. So
sure,
you're
sure,
hearing
sure.
the sound because I just want to imagine the water inside a human boiling for some reason.
Me
is that
too.
What's happening?
I mean, in effect, yeah. I mean, remember, boil is just a question of temperature. Temperature is a question of energy. So yes, it's just you don't boil, you would feel hot, but I mean, it'll start, you know, vibrating the water in you. So, yeah, in theory, if it vibrates the water in your inner ear.
Then you start to hear the effect
sure.
of vibration, which is sound.
Basically.
Can we do an experiment in our homes to recreate this.
You need an eyedropper.
I would not recommend it.
A bunch of boiling water and a release form.
You need to take the magnetron out of the microwave and point it at you.
Well, if you boil water and get it into a little eyedropper and drop it into your ear, you'll hear screaming.
Well, I mean, anytime you put like water in your ear, right, you always hear that.
Yeah, ooh, like when you put the peroxide in your ear.
Oh, I
don't
hate that.
Don't do that.
That's so bad.
Shouldn't do that.
No, why? Why is that bad?
Shouldn't you can do damage, that.
You
yeah.
Can, yeah, it can strip away and damage
your ear. Doctor tells you to do that.
Doctor Doom.
carefully, yes.
You like that? Boom.
Carefully, yes. Frequently, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't wick your ear either.
Oh, fuck. That's fucked up.
What's wick?
When you put the candle
wax,
in your ear and you,
you try to draw the wax out with
which doesn't
little,
work at all by
oh,
any
like
principle
make your own
of
little
physics.
Candle?
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't work by any principle of physics.
Yeah.
But but basically, yes, it's kind of that feeling of, yeah, if you get water in your ear and you hear that.
Now, here's my reaction to that.
Yeah.
It would seem that both in terms of the Frey effect and a sonic attack.
Uh-huh.
Significant machinery would still be needed. Something where you would begin to go, okay, there should be some evidence that would suggest there's only so many places that could have been.
Sure.
I know they don't just give
again,
us free access.
No, once again, much easier. Think about the size of a microwave, right?
No.
Much smaller than, remember we were looking at the sonic cannons?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's much easier to conceal in an office.
Still,
or,
if it's going to be... couldn't boil someone with a home microwave. It would probably be larger, right?
They're not that big. I mean, you can install...
How big? Bigger than a bread box? Which I don't know what that is.
You could put it in a small car and mount the dish on top of it. No problem.
Don't try to get erotic, Phil.
And I bring that up because there is one mention in the article also of new evidence that's come up that somebody said they spotted a van one day peeling away from the embassy.
Okay. Did this van have a large rotating tray in the back?
There was the smell of popcorn.
Was there burnt spaghetti sauce inside this van?
So, again, that's why I didn't want to bring it, because it's like this one sentence. I'm like, well, you can easily carry this in a van and point it and pretty well concealed, because it doesn't have to be large.
Wow. And that's quite
so
a mystery.
It's much easier.
I know what I hope it is. I hope it's microwaves.
I mean,
that feels sort of retro in a Cuba kind of way, doesn't it?
We just got the microwave, guys.
Right. Okay. Well, look,
we're on the air fryers now, right?
Yeah.
Can we just air fry everybody?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that sounds horrible.
It does not.
Yes, it does.
It's beautiful.
You know what? Air fryers weird me out. You shouldn't be able to fry things with air. There needs to be oil.
Okay. All right. Before this descends into civil war, let's agree to disagree on air frying human beings. I think we did a great job with this particular Audible.
Listen,
let us,
it got weird in three ways.
Yeah. Let us know what you think. Whiparound@gmail.com. Please do, of course, respond whether you would know something about these stories, if you have an opinion on these stories.
If you're a Cuban agent.
Or if you would like to pick a winner, and don't let the fact that I could show you a bunch of Chinese pole dancers unfairly sway you to picking my answer to today's problems. Anyway, we will be right back with a very exciting edition of Three for the Red. We will miss you until we're back, and I hope it's mutual. Microwave. Oh, Dave gave a little microwave. Get it?
Oh, I got it. He waved a little bit. It's cute.
It is I, the evil Scunthorpe. From my secret lair, far below the equator. And I am here to implore you to rate, review, and subscribe to the Whip Around podcast. And I would also like to challenge you, Spring-Heeled Jack, to a face-off of ultimate evil. Scunthorpe, signing off for now.
Well, we're back.
Not that we went anywhere, but you'd never know that because we have structure.
And Phil could be lying because we lack responsibility. So it is now Act 3, the shortest and often most exciting part of the show, because it is time for 3 for the Road, that part of the show where we talk about those things we either didn't have time to talk about during the main part of the show, or didn't really fit in with the theme of the show, although that does not really apply in this situation. We have 30 seconds apiece, 3 turns each time. strike that, reverse it. We have 3 turns, 30 seconds apiece, to say whatever it is that's burning a hole in our brain. When we get to the end of the 30 seconds, you will hear something a little bit like this. And that means it's time to shut up, move on to the next person. We'll go round and round like that again 3 times, and then that's it. And except for a little bit of a touching base we're going to do with Dave about another project, that'll be it for the show. We talked beforehand. Phil's going to go first, then me, then Dave. Again, 30 seconds apiece. This is going to fly like lightning in the sky and other rhymes. Phil, are you ready?
I think so.
Phil, are you set?
Yeah.
Phil, are you go?
We got a theme coming up in my 3 for the road, people getting what they deserve. So, in one of my favorite things to see people get their up-and-comings in, Goop agrees to pay $145,000 for unsubstantiated claims about their vaginal eggs. 3 products from the Goop lineup have been taken from the shelves. 2 were vaginal eggs for wellness, 1 made of jade, 1 made of quartz, and the other one, Inner Judge Flower Essence Blend, could help prevent depression. Number one, depression is way too serious. And number 2, these products do nothing. Stop it. Thank you for paying a little bit. I want to see you suffer more.
I've got a theme too. Let's see if you can figure out what it is. Binz, Germany, folks, is home to Oma's Küche, a small traditional style restaurant with a wonderful sounding no kids under 14 after 5 p.m. policy. Yes, Rudolf Markel, owner proprietor of the eatery that translates to Grandma's Kitchen in English, has dealt with one friggin' holy terror of a kid too many. And after a few monsters wrecked antique photo stands on site recently while parents did their trademark shitty parenting move of smiling and doing nothing, he declared that his staff are not here to raise children but to spoil our guests and ban the bastards from dinner service. Anti-discrimination forces are saying this may not be entirely legal. I don't want to eat anywhere but Oma's Küche, everybody.
Hey, you guys hear of a game called Charlie Charlie or the Charlie Charlie Challenge?
No.
Ooh, that sounds
well, it's getting closer to Halloween now, and you're going to start seeing this stuff. It's basically a DIY Ouija board that kids are making as part of a dare. And evidently in this Ranker article that popped up on my Facebook page, a Catholic priest in Italy had to visit a school because students had called forth a demon while playing Charlie Charlie. Their teachers, who dedicated their lives to worshiping and studying Jesus Christ, were understandably upset. So before you start sharing this bullshit around the internet, why don't you look it up first? Because this was put out, I guess, over a year ago to promote the film The Gallows, who were playing the game in the movie. Jesus God.
Speaking of checking things on the internet before and people who need to get their up and comings, Alex Jones removed from Twitter permanently, and the InfoWars app is now stricken from Facebook. If you've already downloaded it, you can still have it, but now it
but
is.
Why would you want to?
Why would you want to? If you're listening to us, I think that Venn diagram.
No,
very small overlap there. But according to the guidelines, Apple, it's they can remove content that is offensive, insensitive, upsetting, intended to disgust, or in exceptionally poor taste. He ticks all of those boxes. His window of influence is getting smaller, and I love it.
And get off my lawn news. I hope that was a good impression of Dave saying get off my lawn. A Virginia man frustrated by repeated incursions on his property by kids from the nearby school bus stop, despite all manner of no trespassing signs, finally had enough and put up an electric fence. Quote, nothing stops people, complained Brian Tucker. They don't respect people's land. I pick up trash every day. But due to his placing the battery-powered barrier just a bit too far from his actual property line, justice failed this hero, and he was forced to take the fence down. But he can put it back up again as long as it's a bit further back, so there is still hope.
Hey, we talked about this on Podadelphia this week, but you guys saw the Serena Williams incident that happened at the U.S. Open over the weekend. Well, I just want to take a different angle with this. And, I would like to apologize to Naomi Osaka. This was a landmark victory, first Asian woman to win a major in tennis. And she felt compelled to apologize to the fans for her victory because of all this nonsense that went on with Serena Williams. So we could debate whether that should have happened or it shouldn't have. But this girl was beating Serena one way or the other, come hell or high water.
It
she was getting
it.
That title.
That
and
it.
She deserved every bit of it. So congratulations to Naomi Osaka.
And finally, from getting what you deserve and only what you deserve, a Charlottesville, Virginia jury sentenced Jeffrey Winder for punching the day after the Charlottesville incident. The organizer for Unite the Right, Jason Kessler, he punched him.
Kessler's a piece of shit.
Kessler is a piece of shit. And yet the jury did convict him and they fined him $1.
Awesome.
Just $1. So guess what, people? Punch a fucking Nazi. Everybody knows they deserve it. Fuck you, Nazis.
Pay a dollar, punch a Nazi.
Ooh, I like it.
All right, three. See if you can guess my theme now. California thieves stole a woman's fucking lawn. Madonna Haynes of Paradise Hills, San Diego, says a contractor dropped a massive 650-pound spool of sod and grass at her home for obvious purposes, with work to move forward later in that day. But before this could occur, a pair of opportunistic and possibly herbivorous thieves rolled up in a Nissan Altima and tried to cram the entire spool into their trunk. Somehow plan A didn't work. They jammed what they could into the car and drove off, trailing a large piece of lawn behind them. It was all caught on a neighbor's security system, so those bad weeds will be mowed down by the law in no time.
Coming up on September 22nd through September 23rd, the guys over at Geekade.com do their annual Pain in the Ass-a-thon. And if you don't know what that is, they take 24 hours and stream themselves playing extremely difficult or annoying games for your viewing pleasure in an effort to raise money to do colon cancer research. And what's making it unique about
this year. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. And what's making it unique about this year, Sean and myself are going to be taking part in the event. And we're going to be doing a little co-op Double Dragon 3.
Who's
Jimmy?
And who's Bimmy?
And who's Bimmy? Yeah. It's going to be a nightmare, but it's all for a good cause, and we're really looking forward to it.
And that's on Twitch, right? They find it on Twitch.
That's right. You could stream it. She could stream the Whip Around Boys.
It's definitely going to be on Twitch. I'm not sure what other platforms it's going to be on. I think we can find it on Facebook also, but we'll be sure to post all kinds of links and be talking about it in the upcoming weeks.
Totally. Now, Dave, before we sign off, can we get just a quick commercial for Potadelphia? How are things?
Our what other
can we
look Whip Around to? Family show.
Yeah. Some quick highlights?
Week one in the NFL season is in the books. And we talked all about it this week. So you get your Eagles fix in there. The Phillies collapse continues. Flyers have a bunch of injuries. And we still have Sixers news to cram in there also. So all your Philly sports curiosities can be satisfied with a simple download of Potadelphia.
Nice.
And rate and subscribe, of course, to that. And to
all
this one.
Shows. Yeah.
Yes. And
everybody and more.
Please
rate and subscribe to all of our Whip Around Family offerings, which are constantly growing.
That's right. And don't forget to check out the survey.
Yes. We got 10 clicks for $10 still.
First link in the show notes.
It'll be on all of our social media. It'll take you less than 10 minutes. 10 quick questions. We want to make the show better for you. I said that I would double it to $20. We're giving away 3 Amazon gift cards. We're halfway to the number I wanted. We got 24 people have done it. I want 48. Closes on the last day of the month. Don't wait to the last minute. Get that in, and thanks for the help. We really do appreciate that, sincerely.
Yeah, thanks. Thank
I appreciate
you.
It sincerely.
I can't sound sincere.
I'm a data whore, I like it.
So on behalf of Phil and Dave and myself and pole dancers and whatever else is out there.
And tunnel diggers.
Tunnel diggers.
And microwave users.
And
microwave
dicks,
warranty
and
voiders.
And always dicks on Mars.
And anybody who has a Scunthorpe problem.
That's right. And who doesn't now? We will see you again next week, metaphorically. Until that time. We love you, poll or no. Bye.
Best we ever did it.
Best we ever improved it, guys.
Peace out. A couple of people published papers recently that say...
Sorry.
What?
That is such a great science, tongue twister.